That's good, Mark. That's
crazier
good.
Crazier things have happened.
We're recording now. I don't know if what we'll use this. We'll just put this in somewhere. Okay. But it's 5:12 in the morning.
Captain Slog.
Yeah. We are about to do a international trivia.
Mm-hmm.
In China. First. Yes.
As individuals and as a couple. As yes. a duo.
I think we're joining a team.
Okay.
I'm not sure. That was the plan last time. We're going to be hosted by Adam Prowitz, our quiz master from China that we've had on before. He is in the Changchun province of China. I'm sorry, the Jilin province in the city of Changchun. Let's see here. We are going to be playing trivia at a venue called the Fei Sinlin Jin Niang Pizhou. Fashioning beer is the translation.
Yeah.
The beer that is in the fashion.
Indeed.
Or they're setting the beer to be in the fashion. They're the trendsetters. They're fashioning the beer.
Well, I think we talked before that it was kind of their idea of craft beer. That's that they right. are fashioning beer. They are making it.
You're absolutely right. I remember that now. Okay. So it is early.
It is. We don't have to ask any questions. All we got to do is answer.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to grab a power strip for this laptop, and then we'll send them the escape info.
Sounds good.
Here's where you guys are. Good morning.
That's awesome.
Fashioning beer.
This is our bar, our little brewery.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
Very cool. It's good to see you again, Adam.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
I'm going to wave like you can't hear me.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
I've got a bar full of trivia playing patrons. I think we have about 5 or 6 teams tonight, which this place is pretty small. So that's a pretty good turnout. All these guys here have all had your podcast hyped up. A few of them are listeners.
Nice.
You got a listener from Australia who lives in China. There's a couple Canadians who listen, some Americans and stuff. So you've got some people who've been listening in.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah. And I intend to make, you know, I'll make a little announcement here, about it, and I'm going to pass out the link in our group chat. So
thanks, man.
Hopefully you'll be, pick up some new, maybe some Patreon supporters. Oh,
yeah.
This guy's kind of a douchebag, but
us too.
They said us too.
I was going to say, it's very funny that you're saying stuff to people and we can't talk back.
some of them have written team names that are offensive to your podcast, which,
oh, beautiful.
Which is,
we'll take it.
Obviously perfect. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go in.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
I'm going to put my phone down, so hopefully you'll be able to hear me okay. But I will.
I'm sure we will.
Yes, I know. They're pointing at their watches. These fuckers.
Jesus, time. Tough crowd.
So let me.
5:30 sharp here.
What a bunch of bastards, right?
Say what you want to about China, but their trains run on time.
Oh, goodness.
I bet since we're on a phone, we're really tiny.
Are we on a team, just the two of us, or are we on it with another team?
It's just the two of you. I figured you'd probably want to play alone.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
I remember last time you said we were going to be on a team. So
otherwise, it's kind of weird for you to play with people that you don't know, I think.
I love seeing Charity just walking around.
Thanks, man. I love the festive
people.
Nature here, too. Looks good in there.
Cool. All right, so I'm gonna get started. It's time to get started. I'm going to go over some rules here real quick. You all should have 3 answer sheets and 1 special pen to write on them. Tonight is
an extra special
event both for the bar and for our trivia. This is our last trivia of the school year. Can everybody hear me okay? Yeah. So last trivia of the school year, and also it is the 1 year anniversary of fashioning beer.
Mazel tov.
This place is amazing. Thank you, Johnson and Soufey, for hosting us. This is incredible. Yes. Please stay open and never close. It is also an extra special evening for us because we have the No Nonsense Trivia podcast playing with us. We have Mark and Lee all the way from Florida, where it is 5:30 a.m.
Tell them we said hi.
Yeah. Yeah, and thanks for welcoming us.
They said, I can hear them in my headphones, and they said, you guys all look like motherfuckers.
I like this. Adam's doing all the work for us. Yes.
Lee and Mark, say hello, and thank you for welcoming them and allowing them to play with all you smiling faces. All right, so let's go over the rules. You should have 3 scorecards and a special pen to write on each one. You need a team name at the top. We will play 3 rounds of trivia. Our team first name? Rule being no
the
cell
no
phones.
No squad.
Okay. Our second rule.
I can mute
no
it now here.
Shouting out answers
from here, so we can banter without interrupting him.
We have some interesting game mechanics going on tonight, as we do every night. Each round, you have the option to choose 1 question to be your double down. Just color it in on the number. We also have a final question, which is a wager.
That's close.
Anything else? Those are all the rules. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to write a guest question on the back of your 3rd sheet. Every week I ask 1 guest written question. This is your chance for a free point and also your chance for some major points when your question comes up. All right, so let's get it started. Round 1, question number 1. As always, if you've played my trivia before, sorry, Mark and Lee, we do some Chinese language questions. So, question number 1.
Just get this out of the way.
Oh, joy.
What is the Chinese word for sheep? Double points if you write the character.
The Chinese word for sheep.
Fluffy goat. I mean,
well, we're at fashioning beer, which is Bin Che Shin Jing. None of those. So the answer is going to be none of those. Sheep. I don't know anything about how to conjugate a Chinese word.
No. You know, when he was here, I think it was computer.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese word was basically meant electric brain.
Yeah.
Electronic brain.
Yeah. But where do we even get to the...
That's why I said fluffy goat. I have no idea.
How are we even going to get the tones for this?
Right. Yeah. No. Not happening. Just write down some lines. Is that racist?
Yes. I might write down some lines that spell out hashtag no-no. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
I would literally just leave the space blank.
I didn't study. Did you study in Chinese stuff?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Question number 2. We have a math question here for you.
Math question, 2.
Rearrange the following numbers and symbols to form a true equation. The numbers are 2, 3, 4, 5, and the symbols you may use are plus and equals. You may arrange them however you like, but you have to use all of them and no others. There's only 1 solution. Once again, rearrange the following numbers and symbols to form a true equation. The numbers are 2, 3, 4, 5, and the symbols plus and equals. You may arrange them however you like, but you have to use all of them and no others. There is only one solution. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, we did. We're busting out the big guns on us early here. That question's fucking me up, man. 2, 3, 4, 5 plus equals. Rearrange it. I need more symbols. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Not even a parenthesis to help us out.
This is a fucking math fucking team over here.
It's like Adam's running into some team size issues. Adam, are they above your team limit?
Are they? Are who?
The massive team. Do they exceed your team limit?
I said math team, not massive.
Oh, I thought you said it was a massive team.
No. They have 2 math teachers on their team.
Oh, wow.
And they're asking all these follow-up questions like, what the fuck is this?
Good to know we're not alone. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this some tricky shit where, like, the equals you can turn into 2 subtractions?
No, you can't turn the. You cannot turn the equals into 2 subtractions.
That's how math works, right?
Yeah, that's how math works exactly. Without breaking any math rules, you fuckers.
You know, when he introduces it, it's like, oh, this should be solvable. I don't ever want to hear my trivia too hard ever again. Here comes question 3.
In Greek mythology, what 3 animals make up the chimera? In Greek mythology, what 3 animals make up the chimera?
The snake is a tail, I believe. What 3 animals in Greek mythology make up a chimera? The body is a goat and the head is a lion. Is that right?
Sure.
Lion, goat, snake.
You want to put that?
Yeah, let's start there.
Okay, so don't put that.
Put it. You're still hammering out that math question, huh?
Yeah. How about 3 + 4 = 2 + 5?
Question number 4. Ty Herndon's 1995 hit song was recently re-released with new lyrics. Fill in the blanks in its new opening line. I thought I knew the blank so well. If blank was sad, I couldn't tell.
What was the name of that artist? Did you say Tyler Durden?
No, that would be hilarious. Ty Herndon. And actually, I was meant to read the name of the song, and somehow I didn't get it in my printed sheet. So let me read that name.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, Adam.
The category on this question is last week connection. So we had a question about this last week, and this is a similar question.
I like the format.
Hey, Adam.
Adam.
Yeah.
Can I answer you a question about the math question?
Can we use duplicates of the symbols in the math question?
No, you may not.
So each only one plus sign.
One time. And okay. Each number gets used one time.
Okay.
Let me see. Ah, yeah. The title of the song is What Mattered Most.
Girl. Yeah. Woman? Did he update it to woman from girl? I'm at a loss here. I don't recognize the song at all. So.
Me neither.
Let me go with something cheesy like the girl. But it's going to be the woman now. Like he's asking for the updated lyric. So we don't even get the original. So my guess was the girl was the original and he updated it to the woman for modern times.
Modern.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, any thoughts on this?
I mean, maybe it's gender neutral.
The person, if the person,
I thought I knew the person so well. If they were sad, if they was sad, I thought I knew the world so well.
Ooh, poetic. I like that.
Uh, I don't know, man. I'm still stumped on this fucking math question.
This is trivia for teachers, let's not forget.
Question number five.
Here comes five.
After decades of deliberation and planning, which country has broken ground on a controversial multi-billion dollar airport expected to connect the country's historical jewel more easily with the outside world?
You know this?
Well, no, but I have a few ideas.
Galapagos Islands, I think. I really? Remember seeing a news article about the Galapagos Islands getting
a new airport.
An airport. And not a new airport. A airport.
Gotcha.
People were really upset about it.
Let's go with it.
Well, what country?
Were you not listening?
Owns the Galapagos Islands.
I'll come over.
Damn, he's ruthless. I love it.
Were you not listening? You answer me. I'm the quizmaster. Can I repeat it again? You tell me. I had a player come in to gather last night, and she's like, "We got about 10 people. Is that okay?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Well, I was here last week with one person. Now I brought 10, so I'm getting away with murder tonight." And I was like, "No."
No, they split you're not. Up.
They did pretty good too. Both teams did good.
What country owns the Galapagos Islands? The Galapagos Islands is their jewel.
It's an African country, right? Or is it?
I don't think so, but I have no fucking clue.
Hmm. No, South American, right? I always get that confused with Madagascar in my mind, which is African.
Madagascar is African, yeah. For sure.
But now I'm thinking Galapagos Islands, are they even like arranged like that so closely? They're more in the Pacific, aren't they?
I think so.
Hmm. Chile administers the Easter Islands.
Yep.
Oh, we got question six coming in.
First, Jesus, we're just getting slaughtered. On a 1993 mission to the Mir space station, what was the first video game played in space?
I know this. It's Tetris. Tetris was the first video game played in space.
Yeah, at least have that. So we have one question that's definitely wrong. One that we know, one we think we know.
What about Argentina? And then
three blank ones. Argentina is a fine guess.
I feel better about that than Chile.
All right, let's go with Argentina. We'll write down Galapagos Islands also.
Or Brazil. No. Well, I don't know. Who's got the billion dollars? Who's got the billion dollars? Is it Argentina or Brazil? Multi-billion dollars. Multi-billion. Multiple billion.
I mean, they're both big countries.
Yeah. I'm fine with Argentina. I feel like it's on that side. Maybe we're wrong, though. Boy, this is rough.
Yeah. All right.
I think this is harder than your trivia.
It might be. So we got the math question. What was the other question we're missing?
It was the lyric.
If you guys want to...
The song lyric.
Unmute and tell me your team name. And then if you want to show me your answers or I'll write them down, whatever you want to do.
We're going to go with No-No Squad as our team name.
No-No.
We might do that annoying thing, though, and change it in round two.
No, we're not doing that.
No-No. No-No.
All right, so what's your first answer?
Our first answer is hashtag No-No.
So zero. Uh-huh. All right, question two.
Any guesses for two?
Nope.
No, zero on two as well.
All right. Number three.
Lion, goat, and snake are our answers for number three. Okay. Four, blank.
You're not going to get... Well, no.
Oh, wait.
Four will Hold say, I thought I knew the woman so well. If she was sad, I couldn't tell.
Woman and she are our answers for that.
Okay.
The next one, Galapagos Islands, but if that's not a country, then we're going to go with Argentina as the administering territory or country.
Got it.
And then six would be Tetris.
And that's the one we're going to double.
Yeah, we'll double the Tetris. Right.
Double down on the Tetris. Got it.
Thank you, Adam.
Yep, you guys are all good. It's going to take me just a couple minutes to tabulate.
Thanks.
And then we'll be good.
What a humbling experience.
Yeah, yeah. Oof. I mean, this is, you know, with our own normal questions on the podcast, we at least get the reprieve of a question ourselves that we can ask.
Yeah.
You know, this is just brutal. One right after the other. Here
getting
they come.
Rained down on.
Yeah. I feel not great about our team name. I feel like we need something more on brand, like a meme from our...
That's why I was surprised you just jumped in with that one. No consultation.
It was time to go. We got a second to deliberate right now, though. I'm totally down to change it.
I'm a firm believer in sticking with the team name once you started with it. That is one sub rules.
He hasn't even read the scores yet, man. This is barely committed.
We've got to hurry up.
Yeah,
if we're going to change it, we need to do it before the beginning of this round. Before you read the answers of this round.
How about what if we do? Pat's Garden Service in the Electric Mud for our quiz daddies. The Pat-Electric Mud. Pat-Truck-like.
I'm trying to think of a good way to combine those. The Electric Garden Service?
The Electric Garden Mud. Pat's Electric Garden Mud.
Okay.
Adam.
Yeah.
I know you hate this, but can we change our team name?
Sure.
We want to be known as Pat's Electric Garden Mud.
We should do Pat's Electric Mud Service.
P-A-T. Yeah, P-A-T.
Oh, wait, what was it?
Pat's Electric Garden Service.
No.
Wait.
Pat's Electric Mud Service.
Pat's Electric Mud Service. I'm so sorry.
Pat's Electric Garden Service?
Mud Service.
Mud Service. Can you guys please fucking figure it the fuck out?
We got it. Pat's Electric Mud Service.
Okay, Pat's Electric Mud Service.
Yes, so that's what we're going with for our team name. Thank you.
Sounds good. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks to our quiz daddy.
It's time for some answers. So I asked you, what is the Chinese word for sheep?
Chinese word for sheep.
Yang. Yang.
Yang.
Well done. Yang. Yang.
Yang.
I asked you to rearrange the numbers and symbols to form a true equation. So that was 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 plus
Are you
sign
fucking
and one
joking.
Equals sign.
It just cut out as he was reading
so,
the answer to that math
some
equation.
Some variation of the equation, the sides, you know, the numbers in order don't matter as much, but it should be something like 5 + 4 equals 3 to the 2nd power.
Oh, powers.
It turns out 5 + 4 = 9. And
exponential
is
power.
Nine.
Exponents. We forgot about that.
In Greek mythology, what three animals make up the chimera?
I hope I'm right. Here's the chimera.
A chimera is a fire-breathing female monster with a lion's head, a goat's body, and a serpent's tail.
Yes. Yes.
Woo. Ty
we unmuted for that woo
hit song from 1995.
All right, now the song lyric.
What mattered most was recently re-released with new lyrics, as you might remember from the question about it last week. What were the new lyrics in the opening line? The original opening line in 1995 was, I thought I knew the girl so well. If she was sad, I couldn't tell. The new lyrics are as follows. I thought I knew the boy so well.
Oh, it's if, a gender
if he
swap.
He was sad, I couldn't tell.
Went from girl to boy. I was even thinking World would be a good update,
guy
too,
and boy
because
are
it
not
rhymes.
The same thing, as Driss has just pointed out. Man and boy are not the same thing, although sometimes... Okay.
Man and boy are the same
after
sometimes.
After decades of deliberation and planning, which country has broken ground on a controversial multi-billion dollar airport expected to connect the country's historical jewel more easily with the outside world? That, of course, would be the Chinchero International Airport, 75 miles outside of UNESCO World Heritage Site Machu Picchu in the country of Peru.
Peru, Machu Picchu. That's a. There's so many historic jewels in the world.
First brought,
you know,
on a 1993
we were not insulting Machu Picchu.
Mission to the Mir space station. What was the first video game played in space?
First video game played in space?
Russian cosmonaut Alexandra Serebrov chose to bring Tetris for the Nintendo Game Boy as one of his few personal items.
You got that one right? Tetris?
Making Tetris the first game played in space. Let's look at the scoreboard.
And we're going to get our leaderboard.
In the bottom today, first round in the bottom with 11 points. We have the team, I, Adam Prowitz, do declare that I have been sexually infatuated with garden gnomes since October 13th, 1991. Yeah, very specific.
91. Wow.
Very specific. With 14 points, we have Pat's Electric Mud Service playing all the way from sunny Florida. Round of applause for Mark and Lee doing a shitty job.
We're not last. Yeah. At least we're not last.
At least they're not last. That's right. With 15 points in the round, Jean
only 1 point away from third.
Which. Yeah, that's how it sounded when I said it as well. 15 points on the round. With 17 points coming in third place, we have My Bear Likes It in the Rear, which is a slant rhyme. Staying on brand for you guys, no nonsense. And in second place,
My Bear Likes
with
it,
19
bear.
Points on the round. Menage a quatre. Menage a quatre. Second fucking French name. Which means in first place with 31 points, winning a loaf of delicious bread baked by my beautiful and delicious wife. We have.
What a prize.
Baked Adam, I mean trivia, our bitch.
That pussy tasty. I think that's what he just said.
That's what he meant, for sure. Let's get that bread, is what he was saying.
Let's eat that wheat.
Mark and Lee, if you end up winning the second round, you are shit out of luck. This bread will be fucking moldy and stale by the time you get it.
It's the sentiment that counts. We'll roll it down.
It is the sentiment that counts. You're right. Okay, so we're going to jump back into round number two.
Round
question
two starting now.
Question number seven. Which ancient Chinese invention dates back as early as 5000 BC and is likely to be the last one you ever use? Which ancient Chinese invention dates back as early as 5000 BC and is likely to be the last one you ever use.
Last one you ever use.
Invention last week, but different. Yeah. Stop this.
Oh, he's getting some pushback.
The last thing you'll ever use.
So it's the last thing.
The last Chinese, ancient Chinese invention you'll ever use.
Okay. So my first thought was a casket, because it's the last thing you use, you know? But what do you think about that?
I think that's really clever.
5,000 BC, I mean, I feel good about it.
It's either that or urn.
Yeah. It is our most modestly priced receptacle.
Question number 8. A Ralph's science coffee question tin. For you. A solar day, what we normally think of as a day, is generally about 24 hours. Another way to measure the length of a day is the sidereal day, the length of time it takes the Earth to complete one full rotation. For example, from noon here in Changchun to noon in Changchun, right? This is a bit more precise. How long is one sidereal day?
Sidereal day.
Is it longer or is it shorter?
This is a bit more precise.
I think it's longer.
Sidereal day on Earth.
Slightly. I mean, it's got to be similar because the rotation is what is causing the sun to go up and down.
Right.
So it's got to be close. But
I don't know.
By how much? An hour? Daylight savings time? Is that like a...
I don't understand how it would be different, I guess.
Well...
He said from noon to noon.
Yeah.
Which is 12 hours.
Right. But it doesn't take 24 hours. You know, our time is blocked off in 24-hour increments. But right. Maybe it takes longer than 24 hours for the Earth to fully rotate.
I'd put like maybe 24 hours in a minute or something. I don't know.
A minute? I'm going to say it's going to be like 27 hours. You think that's too long? It'll create too much. We'll have extra days and stuff.
Yeah. 3 hours is huge.
A minute? Like, that's so quick. Like, just make it a minute. Make an hour or a day 24 minutes and, or 24 hours and 2 minutes. If it's only a minute.
I mean, think if, like, you looked at the sun in the sky, mm-hmm. and then you, like, just held that until the sun was in the same exact spot. You think it would be an extra 3 hours difference by the clock?
All right, we've come upon...
Because I don't think so.
Oh, hold on. We're getting our next question.
Question number 9. In the South African township talk slang language known as Scamto. If someone calls you a cheese boy or cheese girl, what are they saying about you? In the South African
in Scanto, the South African slang language. If somebody calls you a cheese boy or cheese girl.
If someone calls you a cheese boy or cheese girl, what are they saying about you?
What are they saying about you? You cheese boy? What's a cheese boy, Mark? In the South African Scanto
slang language. I have no fucking
slang
clue.
Language.
I have no
well,
idea.
Come on, suss this with me, my friend. Cheese boy.
Uh-huh.
You have a lot of money.
Boy or cheese girl, what are they saying why?
Because you got all that cheddar.
Okay.
Any other ideas? I mean, what else would be cheese if you're a cheese boy? Does that mean you're sentimental? Like you're cheesy?
Could be.
Corny?
Could be something.
A corny lad? A cheese boy?
Cheese could mean something completely different in Africa. I'm willing to guess it is.
Well, you don't like cheese. Most people do, though, right?
Right.
But to describe somebody as a cheese person, not a compliment, really.
A cheese being.
not a compliment. Cheese boy. I'm going to either say you've got money or you're sentimental. Those are my two leanings. And I'm leaning more towards like the... or maybe you don't bathe and you got like about a bunch of body cheese.
Gross.
You know?
I'd rather not have that be right.
Question number 10. This one's going to be extra fun played with our team across the... almost on the other side of the earth, right?
Yeah. Many ponds.
Across the ponds.
Many ponds.
Many ponds. Many ponds. A big pond. This question number 10 is this week's overthink, underthink question.
Here we got an overthink, underthink.
Overthink, underthink. I'll explain the rules to you now. So, overthink, underthink is a category. It's more of a game than a question. And I will give you a category, and you will write down four things that fit in that category. But you only get points if all four of your things are different from all four of every other team's things. Mark and Lee, you can insert the name of the guy who came up with this. I loved it so much. I started using it myself.
Right.
All right, here we go. So this week's overthink, underthink category is...
This is Quizmaster, Italian, or the guy who knows everything.
Pasta shapes. Italian pasta shapes.
Italian pasta shapes.
We have don't to forget to both overthink and other underthink this.
Teams won't come up with. So Italian means that we are barred from using anything like Batman, Powerpuff Girls, like Chef Boyardee pasta shapes. Italian though, so like orzo, we can't use orzo because that's not Italian. I believe that's Middle Eastern.
Rigatoni.
Don't call me that. Well, we got to write down four that other people. So let's. I find that it's good to go with the obvious sometimes for this. Let's write down spaghetti. People will be like, everybody's going to write that down. Okay.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
It's worked. I've seen it work. Like when I asked a version of this question to name four characters from Star Wars, somebody wrote down Luke and got it.
I feel like there's going to be someone else thinking the same thing, but maybe not.
Vermicelli.
Rigatoni. You think that'll get picked?
Let's go with it.
Spaghetti, vermicelli, rigatoni, and angel hair.
Lafayette. Angel hair is not, I mean, is that the Italian? I think it's vermicelli.
Oh, is it?
The same thing, yeah. Oh. Linguini.
Linguini?
I mean, it's kind of obvious, but...
What's bow tie pasta called?
I'm not sure, and it might not be Italian. That might be... There's so many pastas that came after. Italian is the key word.
What about macaroni?
I think that's Italian, and we could put it down. Do you think more people are going to put down linguine than macaroni? I don't know. Like I said, my strategy is... Like,
I feel like macaroni is easy to forget because no one ever thinks of macaroni as like a pasta. They think of it as macaroni and cheese.
No, that was like one of the first ones that came to my mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's okay. We worked on spaghetti.
We certainly did. You want to go macaroni?
Question number 11. The character Alonso Quijano is the protagonist of which influential work of literature considered by some to be the first modern novel? The character Alonso Quijano is the protagonist of which influential work of literature considered by some to be the first modern novel?
Thank you.
Yep.
I have an idea. H.G. Wells, The Time Machine. The protagonist of which
influential work of literature? Okay.
First modern novel. That makes sense for that. What were the earlier questions that we were struggling with?
All right. Sidereal Day.
I don't want to go less than 25 hours. I feel like it's all right, inconsequential. Let's go 25.
Yeah. Cheese boy, cheese girl.
Like I said, either rich, dirty,
go with rich,
or sentimental. I feel like, I don't know, maybe 15 years is long enough for an American slang like cheese and cheddar to make its way to South Africa and get ingrained in the local culture.
I mean, I think it's less to do with the slang getting there. It's another thing for it to matter to them.
Question number two. Don't forget to use your double down in this question as well. Question number 12. Which country claims the longest stretch of the equatorial line? Which country claims the longest stretch of the equatorial line? That would be the equator, guys.
What country has the longest stretch of the equatorial line?
South Africa?
No, it's way south of the equator. Of Ecuador. Not a country. There's Ecuador.
Ecuador.
What if it is Ecuador?
I think that's a good guess.
I'm thinking also, though, India. Doesn't that cross the equator? That's pretty big. Yeah,
but India isn't a country. I mean,
India's not a country?
Or, I guess, yeah.
Hey, man, don't trust me on that shit. As you know, I've answered so many.
India is a really good guess because it's so big.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Ecuador is that large.
Let's go with India.
Okay. Those maps are all fucked up, too. Like, the maps that we grew up with are not, like, right. The proper
no curvature.
Ratio. Yeah. So who knows?
But India's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there was just a news article about how there's an Indian city that's running out of water.
Mm.
Someone got killed over a fight for water.
Wow.
So you can let him know that whenever he's ready, we have our answers.
Hard times. Do we have a double that we want to do?
I mean, if I had. So do you want to go with casket or urn?
Casket.
Okay. If I had to say I was certain on any of the time machine or India are probably our best guesses.
Let's go time machine.
Okay.
I feel better about that.
Okay.
All right. We're ready to deliver our answers.
All right.
If you're ready to receive them.
I am.
Question 7. The answer is casket.
Okay.
Question 8. 25 hours.
Okay.
Question 9, they are rich.
Say it again.
Rich, that the person is rich. Cheese boy, cheese girl.
Okay.
10, spaghetti.
Yep.
Vermicelli.
Okay.
Rigatoni.
Okay.
Macaroni.
Okay. Nice.
11. The time machine, that's what we're going to double down on.
The time machine?
The Time Machine by H.G. Wells.
Okay, got it.
And question 12, India.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I'm going to go over the answers here in just a second, but we have a fucking three-way tie for the rounds winner. So we have to do a tiebreaker, and I'd like you guys to supply the tiebreaker questions, because as it turns out, I don't think you're in the tiebreaker. Let me double check again.
I got one ready to go. Sure.
If you guys have a question ready,
do you?
I'll just when it's time, you can just read it off to me and I'll read it to them after. So make sure it's a tiebreaker question. You guys know what to do.
Sounds good. We've been given the opportunity to come up with a tiebreaker question.
What an honor.
My idea for a tiebreaker question would be, What color is Pee Wee Herman's bow tie? Snappy, quick. Most people know it. Here's our answers.
So I asked you which Chinese invention dates back as early as 5000 BC and is likely to be the last one you ever use. That would be the coffin or casket. Coffin or casket.
A well-written question. The earliest
version of it, no surprise, in a tomb. In a tomb. I asked you what a sidereal day, how long a sidereal day is. That would be how long it takes the Earth to go around once, to rotate once. That would be almost exactly 23 hours and 56 minutes. It's actually... Okay.
All right. So closer. You were closer.
Much closer.
You were closer. You were within 5 minutes.
3 hours, this guy over here.
I don't know.
Time is all out of sync. After like 4 days of that, noon would be night.
Well, come live in my world.
Known as Scamto. If someone calls you a cheese boy or cheese girl, shout out to Ron Neal. In the townships, cheese is a very expensive food. If you can afford cheese, you're pretty fucking rich. So cheese boy means rich or...
Cheese boy means rich. Check out this sussin. This 6 a.m. sussin. Hit it.
But it's funny because it's a different reason.
Well, I don't know.
Because, well...
Cheese is expensive, yeah.
Money isn't... It's not because money's called cheddar, but it's because cheese is expensive. That's...
I thought that's why. In ours culture, too.
I didn't think so.
You need a government loan to take it, to buy cheese.
And a few teams that wrote down spaghetti. My favorite answers of the evening were stars, which is pretty awesome. And my absolute favorite answer would be B, F, C, and Q, alphabeties.
Alphabeties, that's clever. But yeah, not Italian.
Oh yeah, you definitely got the points. That is a clever, clever answer.
Got the points.
They did, they wrote alphabeti.
Wait, Adam, you get points for that, for real? You really get points for that? You really get points for that?
Fuck yes. That's creative as shit.
We didn't know we could get... Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We know for next time.
Maybe you guys should play more often.
Damn. All right, we should have written down Pokemon.
Seriously.
I thought it was Italian that he won.
That would be the island nation of Indonesia.
Indonesia. That shit must sit parallel, like laterally. On the Equator.
The character Alonso Quijano is the protagonist of which influential work of literature, considered by some to be the first modern novel? That would be The Ingenious Nobleman Don Quixote of La Mancha.
I was going to say Don Quixote because the way his name was. But
you know, the thought entered my mind, but I don't know why. I just thought that The Time Machine had that accolade as the first modern novel.
Yeah.
My bad.
In the bottom, with only 5 points on the round... My bear likes it in the rear.
I think you need to pronounce that my bear likes it in the rear for it to be a slant rhyme.
Yeah, it's not a slant
rhyme. With 7 points on the round, and second to last, we have Menage Quatre.
All right, so we've moved up in our position.
For the round.
For the round. We were second to last.
I don't know how we are overall.
Désolé. Désolé. That's second to last place with 7 points. In third to last, with 10 points on the round, we have Pat's Electric Mud Service. That's markedly from all the way in sunny Florida. I don't know if the sun's up yet, but
it's good there.
In third place, with 17 points, and also in second place with 17 points, and first place with 17 points, because we have a three-way tie. Our remaining three teams all have 17 points each, so one player from each team to answer a
quick-fire
question.
Yep.
Delivered to us by the No Nonsense podcast. This is one of their questions. So who on the three top teams? Who's up? All right.
The question is, what is Pee Wee Herman's bow tie color?
Hold on one sec. And the answer is red, right?
Yep.
Okay, I could have won that one. All right, here we go. First.
Wow, getting judgy with the
I think he's got a couple beers in him.
What color is Pee Wee Herman's bow tie? What? Red. And we have a winner.
I guess that question was really underwhelming for him, but I think it served the function well.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be something that
is there anything knows. Worse than reading a tiebreaker and no one has any answer? That's the worst.
It's very. I mean, it makes them look worse than it makes you look. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Like, still.
Amazing trivia fashion. They've changed their name slightly for the second round. So this round, our winner is making Adam. I mean Mark. I mean trivia. Our bitch. I believe that's in reference to Mark Davis.
Yeah, I'm glad I got left out of that one.
Co-host of the famously popular No Nonsense Trivia podcast known around the world.
Okay, so we're doing pretty bad.
Yep.
We're second to last place. But that's okay. Like I said, we're going up against a bunch of educators here. Gotta earn your bread at the local trivia night.
That's a hard fucking... Don't try and convince me to move to fucking China with no good bread.
Question number 13. What are the only two countries in the world with a living species in the genus alligator? What are the only two countries in the world with a living species in the genus alligator?
I know this.
What are the two countries in the world with a living species in the genus alligator?
I just asked this question at my trivia recently.
Weird.
The answer is China and America.
The United States of America.
Yeah.
To be specific.
Well, I think it's called the American alligator. There's the Chinese alligator and the
but
American
he said what
alligator.
Countries? What two countries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's us.
There's a North America, there's South America, you know.
Finally.
I'm just saying.
We'll double that one.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we'll see what he has you double, but he hasn't told us how many points each question is worth.
Mm-mm.
I wonder if.
Maybe it's on the answer sheet.
Probably.
All right. Question number 14. Up until the end of the African slave trade, which country was responsible for importing the most African slaves by far, with an estimated 4.9 million individuals? Up until the end of the African slave trade, which country was responsible for importing the most African slaves by far, with an estimated 4.9 million individuals?
The country up until the end of the African slave trade that is responsible for importing the most slaves, buying the most slaves. Wouldn't it be ironic if it was Liberia?
Well, I definitely don't think it's America. That's way too obvious.
Yeah. But is it obvious because we're American? Remember, he did say he has to write this question for like a broad audience. Is it China?
I was kind of thinking somewhere in Asia.
Let's say China. Let's not take the heat for this one. I just don't want it to be America.
Well, I mean, what about England?
I just feel like we would we would know that. Like, it would be like, well, England was doing it too on like a massive scale, 4.9 billion.
Maybe it is just, well,
America, man. I mean,
but America's the answer
too. I know, but 4.9 billion people.
Where is there a place? Is there another place? Could it be Africa?
Well, Africa's not a country, yeah.
Where is there a place with a lot of black people? Aside from America.
America.
All right, we'll go to the United States.
I'm thinking, is it Russia? No. Is it Australia? No. Is it England? It just doesn't seem like those countries benefited as much, you know?
Number 15.
That's my rationale.
Question number 15. The Richter-tuned harmonica, or common blues harp, is the most widely known type of harmonica. How many holes does it have? The Richter-tuned harmonica, or common blues harp, is the most widely known type of harmonica. How many holes does it have?
How many holes does the Richter-type harmonica have in it? So there's 8 notes on the scale, right?
No.
No?
13.
Oh.
From note to note.
Including, like, the black keys.
An octave, yeah.
13?
Uh-huh.
26. That's
from bottom to top.
26. 2 octaves.
I don't know why 22 popped into my brain, but maybe 26 is.
Do the harmonicas have full octaves on them? Like, can you go?
I don't know. I don't.
Or think they're like
no, because they're in key.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking.
Bum 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 bum. 8.
That's what I was saying.
In a scale. Well, in a scale, okay. not a chromatic scale.
Mm-hmm.
But in like a major or minor scale.
32. 16 and 16. Is that too many?
Well, see, some notes are played by sucking in.
Mm-hmm. But he asked how many holes it was. Mm-hmm. So 16. That sounds more right to me.
16 doesn't sound like enough to me.
If you visualize it, 8 and 8.
No.
Not that big, the holes.
Alright. We're on to question number 16. Accounting for as much as 20% of all illegal wildlife trade, what is the world's second most trafficked mammal after humans?
The world's second most trafficked mammal, accounting for 20%.
After humans.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins? I don't know why dolphins.
Like SeaWorld is pulling in those dolphin numbers. we order 1 million dolphins a year. Illegal wildlife mammals. So it's not going to be dogs or cats.
Right.
What's an exotic animal that you see a lot of that's a mammal? Sugar gliders. Those are legal.
I mean the question sloths? I asked.
Not 20%.
I mean the question I asked.
Koalas. Sure. Tiger. Second most trafficked
mammals. You know very well that I mean the question I asked.
Can you unmute me?
You all know very well that I've already asked the question, and I mean the question I asked. There are no extra words. There's no words missing. Trafficked mammals. Trafficked mammals.
Adam. I just wanted to say I love how ruthless you are.
Yeah, I'm quite ruthless. Because so you guys are familiar with hosting trivia, but you might not be familiar with hosting a trivia where you know personally every single person who plays on every single team. So if you imagine the heckling that I dealt out to you guys during your trivias when I still lived in Florida,
yeah, you
multiplied by every fucking team.
Some would consider these your just desserts, Adam.
I was going to say, welcome to hell.
it's really a lot more like D&D, like where you're with your friends every week.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I do have to be pretty ruthless.
Yeah. Good.
You know very well I didn't leave any words out. You know damn well I know what I mean. Jesus. All right. Second
most trafficked mammal.
Most trafficked mammal.
Behind humans. It's wild over there.
All right. Harmonica, what do you want to go with?
16. Or 16 through 24. 12 through 24. I'm erring towards the lower side.
I don't know
side,
why
though.
22 keeps sticking in my fucking head.
I'm willing to go with you on this if you've got a strong gut reaction. Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know why, but let me live this out.
I will.
And then the trafficked animal or trafficked mammal.
Man, this is tough. A bear? Is it some kind of bear?
Koala bear? Or no, not koala. Panda bear?
20%. One out of every five trafficked animals is a panda bear.
What does everybody want? Big trade.
I mean, those are heavy too. Like, think of the maintenance for. That's why I'm thinking it's like maybe it's got to be small.
Money talks.
Jeez, boy. Maybe it's some kind of cat, like a bobcat.
Final question of the evening, question number 18. In. Do not forget that you have to put in a wager on question 18. You need to wager between 1 and 20 points. Between 1 and 20 points. If you get the question correct, you will get those points. If you get the question wrong, you will lose those points. Mm-hmm. Mark, do you have anything to add? A little phrase, maybe a catchphrase?
Yeah, what if you fall? Oh, but my Adam, what if you fly?
What if you fall? Oh, but my Adam. In Mark's words, what if you fly? Okay, question number 18. Do not forget your wager. Do not forget your wager. And don't forget your double down this round. You cannot double down on question 18. As you are already getting loads of points or losing them or whatever. All right, question number 18. In wireless networking, what does the acronym LTE stand for? In wireless networking, what does the acronym LTE stand
for? What does LTE stand for? Don't forget to write down a guest
question on the back. Wireless networking.
Location, transponder, enhancement.
Terrible.
None of those, do you think?
No. LTE, wireless connection.
Tower. Long range.
LTE.
Tower energy. Long range tower energy. LTE.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do I.
Let's wager one.
Yeah. You just want to write down something funny. Little titty energy.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, let's go with
that. Little titty energy.
Because you've heard of big dick energy. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's time for little titty energy.
Hello, Adam.
Hi. All right, so go ahead with your answers.
For question 13, China and America.
Okay.
The alligators. Question 14, the United States.
Okay.
Question 15, 22.
Okay.
Question 16, monkey or capuchin monkey, something like that.
Okay.
whichever one of those might be right. An 18 little titty energy.
What was it again?
Little titty energy.
Little titty energy.
Oh, little titty energy, right? Okay.
And we're gonna wager 1 point.
I was just trying to be sure I heard the right answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And you wagered one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. How many points are these questions worth?
Ah, so you might recall from my guest appearance on your podcast that each question
okay.
is worth between 3 and 8 points based on tonight's answers. So gotcha. The hardest question is worth 8 points, and the easiest question is worth 3.
So we're gonna double the first, the Chinese, yeah. the China and America.
All right, so I'm gonna tabulate our scores and everything.
Okay.
Thanks, Adam.
Yep.
All right, a little rough going on third round. I don't like that we got sassed out for spaghetti. I mean, of course we wrote it down. I mean, of course other teams wrote it down. But you never know.
Sometimes I do not like that he accepted the letters.
No, that's terrible.
We'll have to.
He said Italian.
Yeah.
To me, that's a qualifier. That's important.
Yeah, because if all pasta is Italian, then you don't need to say Italian pasta.
Adam, we want points for little titty energy since you took the letter alphabetis pasta as a creative answer. You don't have to give us any extra wager points, but we want the creative point for little titty energy.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
It should. If he's going to give points for alphabeti. I mean, that's worse than giving points out for just trying. I mean, at least I was given a point out for any answer.
Yeah.
Back then when I tried that.
So, cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
It says the link is uncertain, but it's perhaps related to the cheese distributed to welfare recipients.
That's what I'm saying. You need
by the U.S. loan. Government, referred to as government cheese in a short story by Juno Diaz.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. Here's the answers.
I asked you, what are the only two countries in the world with a living species in the genus alligator? That would, of course, be the two countries playing trivia tonight. America and China.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Players have now joined Adam at the front of the room while he reads the answers. This is stay in your seat, sir.
Which country was responsible for importing the most African slaves by far, with an estimated 4.9 million individuals? That would be the country of Brazil.
Brazil.
You guys are literally cheering for slave imports.
I knew it wasn't United
States. That's poor taste. I'm not a fan of bummer trivia questions. You know, that's a bummer.
Is the most widely known type of harmonica. How many holes does it have? It is a variety of the diatonic harmonica with 10 holes, which offer the player 19 notes. That's 10 holes times a draw.
I guess one hole isn't pulling double duty.
Each hole minus one repeated note in a 3-octave range.
Oh, so there's a repeated note. There's a note you can get two ways on that harmonica, on that bobo.
I'm accounting for as much as 20% of all illegal wildlife trade. What is the world's second most trafficked mammal behind humans? No group got this one. It is, of course, the pangolin. Lots of, like, fucking told you so is going on.
I can't even picture that animal in my mind.
Pangolin. It's like a shell
anteater?
Fucking mammal.
Oh.
It's one of them animals that looks like a Pokemon.
If you had written down armadillo-like thing, what do you think you would have gotten?
Wow, okay. Yeah, these things are fucking wicked.
That's a mammal?
Yeah, I guess so. They can fucking roll up into a ball.
The answer to our final question. Question number 18. Which was all about wireless networking. What does the acronym LTE stand for? As in LTE network, right? That would be long-term evolution.
Long-term evolution. What is this, X-Men bullshit?
Is he sure it's not little titty energy?
He should have taken our joke. It's good.
In total points at the bottom of tonight's trivia with 24 points overall, I, Adam Prowitz, do declare that I have been sexually infatuated with garden gnomes since October 13th, 1991. Good job, guys.
We beat the garden gnome team. That feels good.
Thank God.
And then we have 26 points with a slight name change. The group that used to be called My Bear Likes It in the Rear, now called Adam Likes It in the Rear.
That's not slight around either.
So you know, indeed. That's a good finish. 26. With 30 points, we have Ménage et Cats. Well done, Ménage et Cats. Ménage
et Cats. We're still on this.
My wife's on that team, so there better not be any fucking menage nothing. Menage a deux.
They must have some big wagers in their midst. To beat our low score, or to lose to our low score.
And then with 34 coming in third place and playing long distance, Pat's Electric Mud Service. Well done, boys.
Not bad, very respectable.
Round of applause.
I'll take it.
Thank you.
And with 45 points coming in second place. Coming in second place, 45 points. Let me see. Where's their name? Ah, yeah. This time it's in English. I like big, hairy, veiny cocks. Delicious. Well done. 45.
Good enunciation on that.
That means that first place finishers with 52 points on the evening, making Adam, I mean Lee, I mean Mark, I mean Trivia, our bitch.
Lively crowd.
Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't remember, it's my time over there.
I definitely feel like I've been made a bitch.
That was fun, wasn't it, Mark?
What a blast.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this episode. Thanks for joining us on the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. You can subscribe to us by going to thenono.com. There's several services at the top that you can subscribe to. You can share us on your social media timeline with several friends. That's the easiest way to support the show.
The Twitter, the Facebook, etc.
You know. Or you can support us financially on Patreon. Just go to thenono.com and click the support link. That will take you to our Patreon page where you can see all of or listen to all of the bonus content that we've posted, and please, if
we'll probably have a bunch of bonus. I would guess there's it seems like this episode is rife with possible bonus content.
I have no idea how this episode's going to turn out.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we're gonna play. We might have to have some test screenings.
Yeah.
We'll see what works and what doesn't. But thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. We'll see you next Monday.